Hey guys, this is Ben Arkell, PassiveAutomation.com. This is Passive Automation Podcast number 34. I'm going to start doing that so I can remember, because every time when I'm done, I go and put the podcast number in and I have to count them. So I'm going to start numbering it with the podcast up front. I want to talk today about imposter syndrome and what it is and why we need to know what it is and why it even matters, because it's probably the number one paralyzing thing that affects those who want to start a business online, especially with affiliate marketing, really with any business, but you know, affiliate marketing and online business. Now, let me really quickly read off a definition I found online of imposter syndrome. It says it's the persistent inability to believe that one's success is deserved or has been legitimately achieved as a result of one's own efforts or skills. Now, one thing I would add to that is it's the inability to believe that the success that you achieved is actually good enough. So there's two pieces there. Some people think, oh, the success I have, I don't deserve it. There's others who think the success I have isn't enough for me to be able to continue to do what I'm doing, to teach other people about it, to try to publish content and help provide value to people. So as an example, like me, I'll frequently consume content from people who literally make, you know, $1 million a year online. And so they're making six figures a month, possibly, where, you know, the most I ever made is $6,000 online in 1 month. So I'm feeling, how am I going to teach people when I'm not making, you know, $100,000 a month? But the thing you have to realize is, I've said this before, to a second grader, a fifth grader is God, right? And if a fifth grader looks at someone in college, they think they're God, or they're incredible, they're amazing. So I, in this scenario, maybe with my $6,000 a month, I'm the fifth grader, but there are plenty of second graders out there who haven't yet learned to make money online. I can provide value to them. Right? You can as well. All the small wins you receive, you got to use those and realize that somebody else is starting out. Somebody else will be starting out. Somebody else does need the information you provide. So I want to share a quick example of this. So I spend so much time watching other people, learning what they're doing. And you kind of come to the assumption that everybody knows how to market online. Everybody knows the importance of a lead magnet. Everybody knows the importance of automation. Everybody knows that the number one asset you can have online is your email list. Everyone knows about how to write good email subject lines. Everyone, you know, you just kind of assume this stuff. Well, I was at a concert last month. It was July 4th, beautiful night. There's a concert. My daughter actually was performing. She was doing a few pieces. She has a YouTube channel called The Piano Gal. So we were here in Utah. She had this performance. Beautiful night, playing catch with my kids. Well, I ran into a buddy of mine who his daughter was actually performing with my daughter. Her name's Kenya Clark. She was singing. And my buddy Ryan, he has a business, and we were talking a lot about automation and ClickFunnels and how to get things up and running. So I asked him about his email list. He's like, oh, yeah, I have an email list. And I'm like, well, how often do you email him? He's like, not really. And so we started talking about email lists and like how you can email them. And we started talking about automations. I'm like, well, do you have any automations on your email list? He's like, well, kind of when, you know, when somebody signs up, you trigger this email that goes out. I'm like, well, do you have anything after that? So I was just digging into his company, asking him all these questions, getting really excited, just talking about like a membership area and talking about a value ladders, because they offer this really cool product. What they do is it's called Proactive. It's an app that allows you to essentially have like digital wallets for your budgeting. If you know Dave Ramsey at all, he's big into like the cash folders. Well, this is like a digital folder where you can assign something to a specific category and you can only spend it if it's there. It's really cool. And so I was talking to him about a value ladder. I'm like, okay, now that you have this, what else are you offering these people? And he didn't really have anything that he was currently doing. Like, well, what about like a membership area? We have this course where you can teach people the stuff. And he's like, yeah, we've been thinking about that. Anyway, so all these things just came flooding into my mind as I was talking to somebody who, now, don't get me wrong, he started multiple businesses. He's a really smart guy. But on the online marketing and kind of the automation side and ClickFunnels and value ladders, I was able to provide him some information, right? I maybe was like the fifth grader on that piece and he was like the fourth grader. So I was able to teach him a few things. You know, we kind of got excited. We were going to schedule a meeting to meet up with his partner and do some more of that. So this imposter syndrome of, you know, they always talk about you need to hang around with the crowd that you want to become like, okay? So hang around the people you want to become like. And that's true to an extent, but what happens when you hang around with the people that you want to become like exclusively, you feel like you're not good enough and that you don't have value to provide because they are all smarter than you and they all earn more money than you, right? It's when you go among the other people in the world, right? And you realize, holy cow, I do know a lot about email lists, about automation, about a Seinfeld sequence, about soap opera sequences, about, you know, lead magnets, about YouTube videos, about SEO optimization blogs, right? And so I think that's really important that you take time to offer your value and your information and what you've learned to other people that aren't maybe, you know, on a higher level than you. It just kind of gives some validation to the fact that you do have something to offer. What you've achieved is due to your own hard work. What you can achieve will also be due to your hard work. Again, making $6,000 a month through my blog, I have to keep reminding myself that not many people have done that. And so the information I can provide about how to write a blog post, what is WordPress, how you can get accepted into an ad network, finding a niche, finding content that is relevant to a specific group of people that you have interest in, that it's going to excite you to write that content and you can keep producing that content. Those are all things that not the average person knows. So this, I want to give a specific invitation to you. If you feel like an imposter, like, I don't know, just realize you do know. Think of the stuff that you do know and that you have learned. One of the great ways to do that is to take notes. I have a Google Doc where it's my affiliate marketing learning. And everything I'm learning, I put the date, all the stuff I've learned. That's a great way to do it. I'd suggest you do something similar. Then occasionally go back through your notes, look at stuff you've learned, and then produce content based on that. I just published a YouTube video today talking about three critical things you need for any online business. And it was stuff I'd learned way back when and had kind of just not ever produce content on it. And my last invitation, guys, would be if you want to learn to have an online business, you want to start affiliate marketing, you want to start your own agency, you want to start a mastermind, you want to start a consulting agency, whatever the case may be, there's an incredible 15-day business builder challenge where it gives you a super high level view of the best ways to go about it. And then it gives you concrete plans and it gives you a blueprint on where to start. If you want to start with affiliate marketing, bam, this is a blueprint. If you follow, you will have your own online business based on affiliate marketing. If you want to do coaching or consulting, bam, there's a blueprint that is provided where you can know exactly the steps to take. If you're more interested in doing like masterminds and events, bam, there is a there's a blueprint that is provided to you that you can use, and it takes out a lot of guesswork. These people these days, they still are being taught that the only way to survive in this life is to get a college education, rack up, you know, 100 grand in student loans, and then start with a job that makes 40 grand a year. Well, how would you like to start your own business? Maybe find a blueprint from somebody who's already done it, pay $2,500 for a blueprint, know what you're supposed to do step by step, and start doing it and start making money, and then you can make 40 grand a month and not have any debt, right? So there's a legendary marketer 15-day business builder challenge. The challenge costs $7. And I would highly recommend, if you are interested in making your own business online, if you are sick of going to work 40 hours a week, having your kids tell you, "Daddy, can you stay home?" of never having enough money in your bank account, of having somebody else dictate how much you're worth. If you're sick of all that, if you're sick of your student debt, whatever the case may be, jump into this 15-day business builder challenge. Guys, it costs the cost of a smoothie, right? It's $7. I'm going to sign off for now. I'll put a link below for that 15-day business builder challenge. As a bonus, if you sign up through my link, I will give you Voxer access to me. Voxer is a two-way walkie-talkie app. You can ask me any question, anytime. I will help you out. I want to help other people break free from the feeling and the need that you need to be at a 9-to-5 your whole life, sitting at a desk when you don't want to be. That's not what I want for you. That's not what you want. You want to have freedom. You want to travel. You want to be with your family when you want to be with your family. You want to be at the beach when you want to be at the beach. So look for that link in the description below. When you sign up, shoot me an email, ben@passiveautomation.com. Say, "Hey, Ben, I signed up for that business builder challenge. Give me your Voxer access so we can chat. I have some questions and I'd love to help you out." Until next time, guys, appreciate you listening and sharing this podcast. The podcast is growing a lot. We've had our viewership exponentially grow, and appreciate all of you who are listening, and we'll talk to you next time.